understanding the glory of God and being able to grasp the glory of God a little bit more every day is going to help our lives. The application part's just going to come. You know, we don't need 10 steps on how to conquer lust if we're beholding the glory of God. You know, we don't need to know how to be better employees if we're beholding the glory of God. That stuff's just going to come. So it's an important truth for us to think about. Moralistic therapeutic deism is kind of like the false beliefs of most Christians today. Their God, which they'll say they're Christians, they love Jesus, the ones that even seem super hardcore about it, but their God is moralistic therapeutic deism. Moralistic, we are doing the best we can every single day to be good people, to do our best at our jobs and be good husbands and employees and wives and blah, blah, blah. But it's all to think that we're going to get God's favor more if we do these good things. Now, good deeds are great, and we are called into action in response to our faith through good works that God has prepared for us since before He even created us. But that's not getting us anywhere in as far as finding favor with God. So moralistic is false in the sense of thinking that we're earning anything from God. And I know most of us know this, but to keep focused on, well, why are we doing certain things? What's our focus in doing the good works? Is it to glorify God or glorify ourselves and try to make ourselves feel better? Moralistic therapeutic. So we know that word too, but in the context of God, God is just the big therapist in the sky. We come to Him when we have problems. We talk to Him when we're confused. And it's just like moralistic. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but God isn't just there to help us, you know, find our car keys, which is one thing how Eric Tonis says, you know, that's how so many people use God. It's like, okay, well, I'm having an issue right now. Help me figure this out so I can get on with my life. No, that's not who God is. We are that's not living underneath His glory. That's living in our own little happy fuzzy bubble that in God is used to our advantage. So moralistic therapeutic deism, and deism is just who God is, the totality of our beliefs of Christ. So let's have a greater understanding, and this, the glory of God is the most important thing to God, and so it should be to us. Not just knowing that phrase or truly trying to live to glorify God, but what does it even mean? We need to know that, or we're going to be in danger and living foolishly. So, love you guys. Bye.